the last time you played a quote-unquote home game?
Yeah, last time I was back home was 7th grade. I think it might have been Bantam, or no, Pee Wee AAA State Championship, last home game.
Win it or lose it?
We won.
It's hard to believe that it's, your travels have taken you, even at that young age,
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy. Like, I've got close buddies who, again, haven't seen me play since 7th grade, so it'll cool to be up there to kind of show them how I've progressed since 7th grade.
Ballpark, how big will the entourage? Not your entourage. ticket-buying Sherhorn fan club. Give me a ballpark number.
I want to say my mom has gathered around 25, 30 tickets so far, but that's just student tickets that she's had transferred from other parents. I'm sure there'll be more than that.
With how, knowing that this is the first game of the season, have you had it kind of circled both for being returned to home and just how with how last season ended?
Yeah, I mean, I think I heard Clue say it just in the previous interview. We've been chomping at the bit to get back on the ice and playing games because obviously we didn't like how we ended last year. And yeah, I mean, going home adds a little incentive to me, but I mean, I'm not going into it thinking, you know, that it's any other game. You know, I gotta play it how I know I can, and just like it's any other game, can't let all those distractions get in my way.
What did you work on over the summer?
Part of the things I worked on is kind of staying more upright. Me and JJ felt that I was leaning over a little too much sometimes, falling forward on lateral plays. And so that's something we worked on, and just getting quicker, stronger in the weight room.
Big Ten goalie of the year, you're coming back. What does that honor mean around your neck as a medal?
I mean, I don't read too much into it, honestly, because when you look at it last year, I mean, there's only 5 teams in the Big Ten, and most of which really didn't have a number one guy. So I don't put too much weight on it, and I mean, I know there's room for me to grow, even though I did have that accolade last year. There's parts of my game, whether it's goals against or save percentage, that I know I can improve and that I need to improve for our team to take that next step.
How much have you followed what's going on with the two programs up there that this might be their last season?
Yeah, I mean, it's too bad. I mean, I grew up watching those games. I mean, I haven't thought about it too much. I mean, but it's going to suck because people like that hockey up there, and it's grown the game. And I know I looked up to those guys when I was younger, and that's part of what pushed me to want to play college hockey. But, you know, hopefully they can stay, but we'll see what happens.
Have you played at those arenas for that?
I haven't played at the Sullivan Arena, you know. You don't really play there in youth hockey, but, I mean, I've been there 30, 40 times, so I know it pretty well.
Something that you've always wanted to do, play at that arena? Maybe?
Yeah, I mean, again, I grew up watching the Aces, their ECHL team, and the Seawolves growing up, and you know, I did always remember when the Gophers came to town, you know, that you kind of circled that on the calendar because it was a big deal, because you know, they're one of the programs. So yeah, I've always wanted to play there.
How often do you get back home, even though you've been there for something?
You know, not much, because you know, you always want to be down here during the off season, whether it's being able to train with JJ and be in the weight room with Cal Dietz and just being around the team. I got back there for 2 weeks this summer, so most of my summer is centered around training here.
How do you like the locker room?
It's unbelievable. I can't even describe it. Like, everything's top notch, all you could ever ask for in a locker room, and then some. And it's just the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Did you go in from time to time? Like Connor said, he waited until it was done.
Yeah, I didn't want to see it until it was its finished product. I didn't want to have. I just wanted to be blown away right when I walked in by the finished product.
But will that rub off when you guys go on the ice?
I mean, I think the thing that'll help most is team chemistry. I mean, we're the last 2 Sundays since we've been in the locker room, we've been in the lounge at least 15 of us from like kick off on Sunday football to 7 at night, just hanging around with the guys. So I mean, that'll help, but at the end of the day, once you step on the ice, hockey's hockey, so I don't think the locker room will play too much into that.
What was your experience having your first off season with Cal Dietz?
Well, it was my second, because I think you can count coming in as a freshman, you're in the weight room a lot, but I mean, it's good. He knows what to work on. He's got specified things for me. As far as I told him, I wanted to get quicker, I wanted to get more flexible, and you know, I think we accomplished that in the off season.
With
with that first year under your belt, how comfortable do you feel coming into the number one role this year again?
Yeah, I feel comfortable. The coaches have put their confidence in me, and I think I have the confidence of my teammates, and I kind of know what to expect now, and I know what comes with a full schedule of college hockey and playing the minutes. So I'm confident for this year.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the trip.